After son's death, mother may hear baby's heartbeat again. By Amy Furr on November 28, 2021. A young woman named Brittany Strubing in Racine, Wisconsin, remembers every detail about the day her son, Arcaden Howard, was born in November 2018. She has numerous photos and videos of her child to show others. However, when he was only 3 months old, Arcaden passed away, the Journal Times reported Sunday. The loss occurred almost 3 years ago. He was such a good boy, Strubing recalled. He was so cute, literally perfect. A few weeks ago, the baby's father, Jeremy Marquez, was found guilty of second-degree reckless homicide in connection to the infant's death. Now, the man faces up to 25 years behind bars. Even after 3 years and after trial, I still don't have the answers I am looking for, Strubing told the newspaper. You know, I'm never going to have the answers. When Strubing traveled to Kenosha in February 2019 to look at a car, she asked Marquez to babysit their child. She later received a call from Marquez and was told her son was not breathing, and Marquez reportedly told her to return home immediately. Strubing dialed 911 and when emergency crews arrived, Marquez gave Arcaden to them. The baby was eventually taken to Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Wauwatosa. Arcaden endured 45 minutes of CPR and several brain scans before being pronounced brain dead, the paper said. Doctors discovered signs of trauma that were consistent with him being shaken. Now, 22-year-old Strubing continues working through the challenges of life on her own. She also feels guilty about what happened and wishes she could change the past. Meanwhile, she frequently visits Arcaden's grave after work. However, it does not feature the baby's name. Funeral costs and other financial difficulties meant she was unable to provide a headstone, so she is working to raise the funds via GoFundMe page. I'm just so big right now on trying to get him a stone, Strubing explained, adding, I feel horrible my son doesn't have a stone. When doctors initially asked the young woman about donating her baby's organs, she was not sure but eventually allowed his tiny heart and kidneys to be donated in the hope another child might be given life. In 2020, Strubing learned that was exactly what happened and contacted the family. Their son, whose name is Peter, was granted a second chance because of Arcaden's little heart. Peter is now enjoying books and playing at home with his family. The family contacted her with an invitation to hear her son's heartbeat, and she cannot wait. I'm gonna hear my son's heartbeat again. Isn't that so crazy? Strubing commented. I'm ready to hear it now. According to the Health Resources and Services Administration's HRSA website, there are currently over 1,900 children under 18 on the national transplant waiting list.